This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
One thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will, and it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0. This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
All heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. And of course, I really want to thank you for your listenership. Got a lot of people listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And, you know, it's putting pressure on me to perform. Just kidding. We love the numbers going up the way that they're going up right now for Agenda 21 Radio. And, of course, by extension, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Oh, that's the website. I'm sorry. I just sort of stuck that one in on you. Now, did I? Didn't I? newcaliforniastate.com. It's a wonderful thing to see. Anyway, we just have so much on board in the next hour. It's kind of like you just can't escape all the great news that's out there. That's the one thing about the news business is it's so, you know, if you just listen to the normal stuff, you know, and I've done this before, and I've sort of called people out and said, you know, I'm driving around in my car, and if that's all I'm doing is driving around in my car, and that's all I hear is just the normal air broadcast stuff, which has tons of restrictions on it, as opposed to digital. A lot of cars are now coming with digital, and of course you can listen to us because we are through national broadcast through Red State Talk Radio. Red State Talk Radio, the talk monster. We're the largest single provider of digital talk radio. 36 hours of live talk radio every single day. 36 hours. Nobody else does that. And we our ratings are up there. We got all kinds of things going on, so we're really excited. A lot more people listening to us today than yesterday. I mean, it's just we're growing. Well, we're growing. We have growing pains, of course. When you're growing, you have pains. That's just sort of a good thing, right? Anyway, so we are definitely putting the numbers up, and more and more people are listening to us by way of devices. We get that. Some of you are out there in your cars, and you have the channels tuned in already, and you know, I get all these text messages during the radio show, and I get all these emails, and by the way, I will be checking the emails. You can also call in. Our call-in line is open, 215-867-8255. I'm sorry, that was radio talk, so here we go again. I'll slow it down. Call-in number is 215-867-8255 for all of your call-in needs. You can call in, and you can, well, become part of history, so to speak. Topics that we're talking about today, of course, is what is the president going to say for the State of the Union? All the speculation. Clearly, what's going to happen is the invasion at the border. We're going to talk a little bit about that in this hour. There's an actual invasion going on. You just cannot escape the numbers. We ran through some of the numbers in the first hour about what the invasion looks like, and it's pathetically big. Mm-hmm. Learning that there was over 200,000 illegal crossings in January, just this last month, that surpasses the 5,000 per day that I was talking about. And people call me crazy for that. But I did get a kind of a brutal assessment of that number, of that one, when I brought that out 2 weeks ago in December, that I was saying that the people were reporting to me at the time. January. Well, actually, it started in December, but the report I gave you was 2 weeks ago in January still, that the number that I was hearing from my sources was 5,000 per day illegal crossings. Illegal. This is not the stuff where they catch them and release them. These are the ones that are escaping by. So that's another number. 200,000. I came out with the number of 5,000 thinking that was a big number per day. And it turns out to be more like 6,000, 7,000. Wow. Per day. Now, what's that number today? It's got to be 10,000. Because we know we've gotten more people to the border since 2 weeks ago. So just you do the math. That's 300,000 a month. I mean, ding, 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 ding. Let me break out the calculator.
What did I do with it?
Oh, here. In the vastness of the Agenda 21 radio studio. Studio 21, we call it. Listen to the clicking. Here we go. It's 30, right? 30, and we're 30 days. No, 28. I'm sorry. This month we have 28 days, don't we? Do we have 29? I don't know. Anyway, I'm looking. This is February. We'll do the math. I'm going to correct my note. I'm going to use the calculator here so you hear the numbers. I won't even do it out of my head. So we got 28 days times, let's say, 3,000. Shocking number. 84,000. Wow. These are big numbers, guys. Unbelievable. Oh, you know, I ran those numbers. I must have run those numbers wrong. Let's see. I calculated it wrong. So 28 times. How many did you say? Let's say 10,000. We're up to 10,000. There we go. Oh, boy. Guys, we can't sustain this. When we're getting ranges of 100,000 a month, 200,000 a month, 300,000 a month, okay, and then pretty soon it's going to be a million. This is what I was saying. These are just the illegals that are out there that are coming in. So we'll be near the 300,000 this month, and we were 200,000 last month, 300 this month, four, half a million a month. I guarantee you're going to see a million a month in the near future, 2 months at this rate. This is not, here we go, Agenda 20, it is not sustainable. This is what the president is speaking about tonight. It's the obvious, yet Nancy Pelosi promotes this. Now you start figuring it out, what she's all about. She's a globalist. I mean, how obvious can this be? She is the one who introduced House Con Resolution 353 in 1992, which legalized, which brought into the legal system, into our constitutional system of governance and laws and rules and regulations, United Nations Agenda 21. She's a globalist. Her mission is to destroy this country. Her mission is to break down our borders. Her mission is to flood this country with illegal foreigners. It's called an invasion. And it's obvious. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back. We're back. Here on Agenda 21 Radio. It's kind of interesting, isn't it, what's going on? You had Nancy Pelosi and Donald Trump fighting, and Nancy Pelosi comes back after her 1992 speech introducing House Con Resolution 353. And nobody's bringing this up. What's wrong with people? What is wrong with people? Don't you think people ought to understand what is going on here? Nancy Pelosi. I wonder if we have that. I'll try and find it here. No, I don't have that. Why don't I have that up here? I am going to check it out. We'll find out what we got going on here. Nancy Pelosi, House Con Resolution 353. You think I'm not telling you the truth. You newbies out there think I'm not telling you the truth. I am telling you the truth. We're going to go Pelosi,
we're going to get to the root of the evil, right? Here we go. House Con, House Res 1992. A lot of things happened in 1992, right? House Con Resolution 1990. Well, it's really kind of interesting the way they don't want you to see this, right? It's interesting. They YouTube, they kind of blocked it out. You have to really kind of research it and find it. House Con Res. See, I typed in 1992, and they don't give me anything dealing with her on this. Nothing, nothing, nothing. We're burying it. We don't want anybody to know about this. It's a secret. How about we do this? We'll do Agenda 21. All right. Aha! Here we go. This is just a minute of it. This is United Nations Agenda 21, Nancy Pelosi, 1992. Now, this says full version. It's not the full version. But this is what she introduced in 1992, which is what we're suffering from today with the people coming forward, right? You know, called the illegal foreign nationals invading our border right now. This resolution is what brought you this today. Here we go. See if they play an advertisement here or something.
The Earth Summit Environmental Leadership Act, as this is known, presents us with an opportunity to follow up on the important work of the Earth Summit to develop its blueprint, Agenda 21, for global environmental action. HCON Res 353 outlines a comprehensive national strategy for sustainable development in accordance with the principles of Agenda 21 to be coordinated under the leadership of a specific office and at the direction of a high-level government official. The resolution also urges the United States to identify and initiate further agreements to protect the global environment and to support the creation of a high-level United Nations Sustainable Development Commission headed by an Undersecretary General.
Okay, I'm going to break something down for you because I think as I listen to this even more so, you break down the resolution and you hear what she's having to say. So I'm going to break some of this down for you. I'm going to tell you where it led to.
Of a high-level government official.
So this is what this resolution does. It basically says that they're going to set up what became known as the President's Council on Sustainability. And who was the president that came in right after this resolution? Who was elected in the following month? Bill Clinton.
Under the leadership of a specific office and at the direction of a high-level government official.
Specific office being the President's Council of Sustainability. Get it? Now, what did that lead to in her speech? Breaking down the resolution. What that led to was the Bundys. I interviewed Cliven, and in the interview, this is during the Bundy situation, right? I interview Cliven, and I'm interviewing him, and I said, you know, Cliven, have you ever heard of Agenda 21? He goes, I've heard of it. People say I should read about it. And I said, well, Cliven, before the interview, read about it, because I explained to him certain things. He says, all right. Come back 2 days later, and he's read about it. Here's the deal. He told me that when he was given his lease in 1993 for his property from the BLM, he looked at it and he said, you know, I'm not signing this piece of paper to the BLM. And then went, what? He says, this is not from my country. I don't recognize any of it. It's not of my country. It's not the United States. It just so happened that he got that lease document, the lease in 1993, the following month after the President's Council on Sustainability in June and July had been established under Bill Clinton. So 1 month later, he gets that lease. And what happened at the time? There were 57 ranchers in that area. And Cliven said, if I had signed that, I would have been putting myself out of business. At the time when they were doing the Bundy takeover, the BLM, and their ruthless brown shirt behavior, you know what? There was only one rancher left. It was Cliven Bundy. Because he did not sign that presidential edict that was established by this bill that Nancy Pelosi is introducing here from October of 1992.
The resolution also urges the United States to identify and initiate further agreements to protect the global environment and to support the creation of a high-level United Nations Sustainable Development Commission.
Aha! Yeah, there's a commission on sustainability in the United Nations, and guess who supports it? United States, and it's a global thing, and of course we're inculcated with it, right?
Headed by an undersecretary general.
Ah, let's bring in the criminal cabal, the cartels and others.
Third and lastly, the president is urged to report to Congress on the progress made on the with this action. H.Conres 35.
Gee, do you think the president tonight is going to report on this? I doubt it.
3 is supported by the administration. I have.
It is supported by the George Bush administration. Senior. Why? Because George Bush was in Rio and signed this initially on the Earth Summit that was held in Rio de Janeiro in 1992, in June of 1992.
I've been in contact with the appropriate offices of the State Department. And
so they've been in contact with the appropriate offices of the State Department to set all this up, right? And just years later, it would be who in the State Department? Hillary Rodham Clinton.
And have incorporated their suggestions into the resolution. The 71 co-sponsors in this, of this measure include one half the members of the Foreign Affairs Committee and all of the House delegates to the Earth Summit. It is also supported by the major United States non-governmental organizations.
NGOs, which dominate the landscape out here in California, right? The NGOs, the environmental groups that are out here that control every part of. Well, we have the California Air Resources Board, the Cal EPA, right? All these little illegal groups.
Concerned with the environmental issues. The Earth Summit presented world leaders with an opportunity that should not be lost. We must now embark on a new course that will sustain our planet and its resources for the benefit of future generations. This resolution calls on the United States to assert its leadership to achieve this goal. I urge my colleagues to support this resolution. Thanks again to the members of the Foreign Affairs Committee for their recognition of the importance.
And what do we have today? We're trying to get to a borderless country, right? Because that's what Agenda 21 calls for.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
I don't even know why he wants to come and give the State of the Union. The State of the Union under him has not been good. And he has been divisive. And I think he's putting us all in harm's way. And so he is not worthy of being listened to. I don't know why anybody want to pay attention to anything that he has to say. He lies over and over again. Like I said, 6,000 lies have been documented since he's been there. I just can't imagine what he's going to try and say. But since he is a great liar, he'll say anything because he's capable of saying anything without facts, without research. And so I'm not looking forward to his State of the Union. And I hope that people will turn the television off.
I think she's talking about Obama, but he's not president anymore, right? I mean, that's Maxine Waters, of course, has a meltdown, as they say. But, you know, she needs some love. I think Maxine needs some real love.
And no message could have been any clearer. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself, then make a change. I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his ways. And no message could have been any clearer. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself, then make a change.
Come on, Maxine. Don't you feel the love, girlfriend? Come on. Come on. Or are you dancing on bodies, too? Are you moonwalking on baby bodies, Maxine? That mirror can be pretty strange looking to you, can't it? People have to ask the question, though, right? Maxine, girlfriend. As she dances her way out, oh, I'm sorry, she's a moonwalker too. I know that's a silly little visual, isn't it, to see Maxine Waters moonwalking over dead baby bodies? loons from the left. That's all we got to say about that. But, you know, just a couple more strokes of this one. Just want to make that change. Maxine Waters. Yep, we got to hear from that one too. We could go on and on and on. We could just climb into MSNBC, right? Listen to a few things that MSNBC has to say about all this stuff. So much for the Michael Jackson business. You know, it's kind of interesting. What I found interesting about the whole Michael Jackson analogy here, and of course, this we're talking about. The governor, the good governor of Virginia, who is a racist bigot and a baby murderer, or professes murdering of babies, just to surmise it that way, just kind of be brutally honest, because I think we need brutal honesty right now at this point in time. But, you know, it's kind of interesting. Michael Jackson tried so hard to be a white man, not just in his actions, but, of course, with his skin. It's very well known he was putting skin lighteners so that he could lighten his skin to become whiter. And all you need to do is look at the Michael Jackson when he was a child, and, of course, the Michael Jackson as an adult. And you can see that. So I find this is an interesting juxtaposition, don't you? That here you have the governor of Virginia who was moonwalking in a dance contest and putting blackface on. Isn't that funny? Don't you just love irony? I do. I think it's very interesting. Now, we can turn the page to the other coast and look at Gavin Threesom Newsom. I picked that one up. Oh, did I say Gavin Newsom? No, Gavin. I used to say Gavin Twosome Newsom. Now I'm saying Gavin Threesom Newsom, if you know what I mean. The good governor of California. Where is he? He's not in Gitmo yet, is he? Gavin Newsom? No, he's cleaning his front yard at the governor's mansion. Oh, he doesn't live there anymore. He doesn't live there anymore. He lives someplace else. Anyway, we got a caller on the line. Looks like you... Caller, are you there? Get there.
Here.
Okay. And your topic is, yes, Virginia, there is a racist in the governor's mansion. Explain yourself.
Well, from the pictures in the yearbook.
Ah.
But, you know, those don't really matter to me. I want him gone because of his stance on abortion.
Yeah, that's a pretty big stance, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and that's just, you know, I was calling for his resignation before pictures came out.
Well, you know, the, and I'm glad you called and brought that up, but you got some real static going on in the background back there. We're talking to Robert
well,
from...
Well, I'm a courier and driving.
Aha, that's what it is, so I appreciate that. Robert from Indiana. And, of course, the big question about whether or not he's going to resign... I don't know. I think he's going to resign. I think ultimately he's going to be pressed out by his own party. What do you think?
I think so, too. But I actually live in Virginia Beach. Virginia.
Uh-huh.
I'm on the far coast.
Okay. So what are people in Virginia saying that you have contact with?
They're calling for his resignation, too, and they're completely ignoring the abortion issue.
And they're focusing on the blackface business, right? The racial issue,
yep,
rather than the other.
Exactly.
Yeah. And, of course, the thing that's kind of interesting, and listen, Robert, the background's really be a little too much right now, but I'm going to pick up from your call. I really appreciate you calling in. It's Robert from Virginia, actually. See how they twisted this around to the blackface, and they forget about what is going on with the live birth, which is murder. And in the last hour, you heard from Judge Jeanine, who said, this is on her weekend program, and this is the key salient part about what she was talking about, is that Cuomo signed a law allowing for this, yet in the books, in the penal codes of New York, it's against the law to kill a baby at that point. It's murder. And she's prosecuted it. So here you have them signing an illegal, unconstitutional law, and they're out there slapping their backs about murder. And so that's the point about the judge, too. I mean, I was shocked. Listen, I used to teach anatomy physiology. I've taken the coursework and the medical stuff. I've done all this. I've done autopsies. I've held fetuses in my hands. You know, that's enough to shake you out. I don't care how analytical you are. That shakes you up to hold a fetus in your hand for study purposes, of course. That's when I was in college. Never forget that. To think that people could kill a fetus, but yet, at birth, the baby is born, and they kill it. That's called murder. I mean, it's called murder in the womb, of course. To me, it's called murder outside. I mean, it's just like shooting somebody on the street. It's the same thing. Infanticide is what it's called, guys. And these folks are legitimizing it. They're creating laws to make illegalities legal again, right? It's called lawlessness when that happens. And what better place to have lawlessness than with our infants, right? Because no one can stick up for them. Martin Niemöller, anyone?
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them.
them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Website agenda21radio.news.
Okay, so from the you haven't heard, you know, New York and California are brethren in the sense of just outrageously high taxes, and we're trying to straighten that out. Well, we are going to straighten that out in New California. I mean, that's one of the top priorities of what we're going to be doing, is straightening that out in New California. Now we have Mario Cuomo. Mario Cuomo says, this is apparently, I haven't seen this because it just came up just now. I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to be fresh with everything, right? Yet appropriate. This is Mario Cuomo admits failure of tax the rich policies as millionaires flee New York. Now, this was something that's generated. I'm pulling this up because this is like the second article I was reading in Breitbart, that because of the tax laws that are being imposed now, foisted upon more New Yorkers, because you know why? They're running out of other people's money, believe it or not, in the capital of money. They're running where money is grows on trees. They're running out of other people's money. It happens everywhere, right? Anytime you have socialism coming on, and Mario Cuomo is a socialist slash communist, just like Jerry Brown, in the same kind of mold. Funny, they're of the same faith. Funny, 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 funny. So New York governor says, I hate it when this happens. Cuomo blames federal tax law for $2.3 billion New York State budget deficit. Shocking. I am shocked to see that New York State is in a deficit situation. Now, of course, California, 38 million people, 39 million, lost $4.8 billion in anticipated tax revenues in December alone. We're waiting to hear patiently what those numbers are for January, because we know that they tumbled downward even more into the abyss. So California, is their so-called rainy day fund is gone. It's gone. In the first month of Gavin, not even first full month of Gavin Newsom's reign of terror as governor, taking over the reins of Jerry Brown, his rainy day fund is gone, which is exactly what Chris Street predicted, and it's happened. Okay, so now we have New York State, New York. Listen, New York State's in the same caboose. Says New York State is facing a $2.3 billion budget deficit, and Governor Andrew Cuomo believes it's largely due to the Trump administration's tax reform, which on the flip side have taxed the rich, or encouraging wealthy residents to leave. President Trump's tax... Wait a minute. It doesn't make sense. Are other billionaires leaving, let's say, the Dakota, Texas? Right? We got to ask, it begs the question, doesn't it? Call in line is 215-867-8255. So President Trump's Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, which takes effect for the 2018 tax year, places a cap on the state and local tax deductions, known as SALT, that Americans can take. Residents of largely blue states with relatively high state and local taxes are adversely affected, Cuomo says. This is the line. It says that residents of largely blue states with relatively high state and local taxes are adversely affected, Cuomo says, by the new cap of a $10,000 deduction. Well, Mr. Cuomo, that's your state. Those are your taxes. You have foisted upon the people. And they're leaving. They're not leaving Texas because they don't have high state and local taxes. They don't have SALT like you've got SALT. That's the acronym known as state and local taxes, S-A-L-T, right? Okay, so you get it. New York State's average SALT deductions was around $22,000 before the law changed. Shocked to see that, aren't you? So that's how the rich were getting away with it. The state's average SALT deduction was around $22,000. We've set up reserves. But this is worse than we anticipated, Cuomo said at a state capital news conference in Albany on Monday after referring to the fiscal situation as being as serious as a heart attack. Now listen, Andrew, you got to come out to California and see how really serious it is. There is no money in California. It says, the extreme dip in collections has made Cuomo's $175 billion state budget proposal, which he offered just last week, unsupportable. Shocking. Sounds a lot like California. He added that he plans to make adjustments in the coming weeks. I bet he does. Talking about panties in a bunch, Mr. Cuomo. You got him. The governor was joined on Monday by Democratic Comptroller Thomas D. Napoli and Robert Mujica, the governor's budget director. D. Napoli referred to the unprecedented deficit as the most serious revenue shock that the state has faced in many years, adding that he believes it will get worse before it gets better. Now, Paul Preston is going to say it's going to really get worse before it gets better for you. Yeah, that's because you have such high state taxes. The billionaires in Texas aren't leaving now, are they? This is the flip side. This is from Andrew Cuomo. Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. The rich leave, and now what do you do? Well, you know, he's got a point there, doesn't he? I say you pull your head out. That's just me. Trump's 2017 act was not the sole cause of New York's budget fiasco, Cuomo said. He added that the stock market drop in December. Uh-oh. You mean that same one that affected California tax receipts? I hate it when a plan comes together. But there is new California, and there could be a new New York. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow.
My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My Pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee My Pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, so I just thought that we'd just clear out your eardrums after hearing Nancy Pelosi. Oh, boy. And Maxine Waters this hour, just clearing it out a little bit. Here you go. There you go. That sounds better than Nancy Pelosi any day, doesn't it? We're having way too much fun today. And, of course, so are you. So anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, a21r.com. We're going to start selling all sorts of products, by the way, for Agenda 21 Radio, so you can buy things to say A21, that sort of thing. And, of course, you want to visit newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, and our store there, too, because we've got shirts and all kinds of stuff for your purchase to celebrate the new state of New California, which is about to happen maybe a little bit sooner than we think. But anyway, big night tonight, naturally. We are going to be listening to with bated breath, like that sort of thing, because Donald Trump will be giving his State of the Union address. And I'm kind of anxious to hear what he has to say. I suspect he's going to say some shocking things about the border. But then again, the focus is going to be on his left shoulder, Nancy Pelosi, drilling him with her eyeballs. Well, anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, and visit the store. And remember, My Pillow, code word AGENDA, 800-266-4715. And like I said, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We really do appreciate your listenership. And stay strong, America. We are
exceptional American.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.